I tried to intervene one last time, but I had barely queried Captain Nemo when the latter silenced me. "I'm the law. I'm the tribunal. I'm the oppressed, and there are my oppressors. Thanks to them, I've witnessed the destruction of everything I loved, cherished, and venerated. Homeland, wife, children, father, and mother. There lies everything I hate. Not another word out of you." I took a last look at the battleship, which was putting on steam. Then I rejoined Ned and Conseil.
"We'll escape," I exclaimed.
"Good," Ned put in. "Where's that ship from?"
"I've no idea, but wherever it's from, it will sink before nightfall. In any event, it's better to perish with it than be accomplices in some act of revenge whose merits we can't gauge."
"That's my feeling," Ned Land replied coolly. "Let's wait for nightfall." Night fell. A profound silence reigned on board. The compass indicated that the Nautilus hadn't changed direction. I could hear the beat of its propeller churning the waves with steady speed. Staying on the surface of the water, it rolled gently, sometimes to one side, sometimes to the other. My companions and I had decided to escape as soon as the vessel came close enough for us to be heard, or seen, because the moon would wax full in 3 days and was shining brightly.